Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is our 622nd Blog Talk Radio show. We'll be moving to Spotify, or we are moving to Spotify soon, and Carrie's working hard on getting our interviews and everything moved over, and some of the episodes I think have already been moved over. I think we'll be on here, what, for another month or so? Carrie?
I'm thinking we should just shut down. I would shut down after this episode, yeah. So I don't see the point in staying with Blog Talk Radio another month, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had to wait until you got all your, got everything done. Okay.
I moved over all the interviews to Spotify.
Right.
And it took me 2.5 days. So, I mean, there was interviews I completely forgot about. Like, I forgot we interviewed Sean Douglas, who played
Vargas.
Renee Jones was on there. I don't remember interviewing Renee Jones.
Wow.
And,
interviewing Renee Jones.
There was
a
time,
Day of Days?
And I wish... No, I think it was when NBC used to give us slots to call and interview them.
Okay.
And basically, once they went to Paycock, it seems like they just slammed down on giving interviews to people, and that was ridiculous. And it was a lot of fun. And they would just do, like, one interview after another. You got, like, 10 minutes to talk to the actor. So I think that's how we got Renee Jones. But, yeah, I love Renee Jones. Mm-hmm. I love Lexi Carver. She's one of my favorite characters of all time. So,
So
if you go to Spotify and Google whatever actor you're looking for, you'll pull it up. You guys interviewed Bill and Susan Hayes, like, 3 times. I know I interviewed them once. Myself, but I think in person, I think you guys interviewed them twice. So a lot of great stuff.
I remember a Day of Days we did. Did we ever have them on the Diva show other than Day of Days, or were they Day of Days interviews? I can't even remember.
There was one NBC interview that I did with Susan Hayes.
One NBC,
I remember
you
it
did
well.
Okay.
I give my Susan impression. She goes, "Well, Diva of Days of Our Lives."
I
can hear her saying that.
Yeah.
Show me what you can do.
Oh, yeah.
Diva.
I'm telling you, she has a bit of Julie in her.
Yes, she does.
You know.
I love it.
I told her, she does. I think they all have a bit of their character in them, one way or another.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but she does. That's true. Okay. All right, so we have that. Let's see. We have, I'm Marianne. You can find me at mama_hooch. And we have, of course, Diva Carrie with us. Hi, Carrie.
At Diva Abdul. And if you guys are following me on Twitter, I tweeted out all the interviews I put up too, so you could find it that way. You can go to my Twitter account and find a lot of them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have Anna.
Hello. You can find me at Kazi Hooch on X and Instagram.
Okay. And we have Jen with us too tonight. Hi, Jen.
Hi. I'm at OXJDK at Twitter.
Okay. And check out our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. Also at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Kill Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. Okay, everybody. I know Anna said you got through Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
Monday looked kind of boring.
Yeah, so we can start. Well, since it's been Christmas, I hope everybody had a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Into the new year.
Yeah.
And so we got to watch the Horton Christmas on Wednesdays when they all got together.
My favorite.
And Julie, and they hung all the ornaments. And so we had, like, Xander and Sarah were there. And they brought we saw little Victoria. And and before they came, Xander put on his kilt. I don't know if anybody sees him standing in his kilt, no shirt. That was one of the best parts of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then it's cute. He gave Sarah a pair of red shoes, like really high shoes, and it was, you know, because of walking, which went back to when Mickey gave Maggie the red dancing shoes because she wasn't able to walk, and then she walked. So they kind of went back in history and said about that. So they were there, and who else was there? Sean Douglas was there. Of course, Doug was there, and she told Doug that she didn't have time to get him one, but he would have one for next year. So that is if he's still around next year.
And then
I don't know.
JJ.
JJ was there, right? Yeah.
JJ and Jack and Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
I loved when Xander and Jack hugged. Oh, that was really sweet.
And Maggie. Oh yeah,
yeah.
They got they made amends there, and he, you know, he did give back the spectator to Jack, so I guess they're, you know, buddy buddies again. Then we had, Doug was there talking to JJ and Jack and Jennifer. You know, they're still suspicious. They wanted, JJ more or less came out and said, well, I think we have a right to know why you were in jail. So the story was, he was like, once he found out who is, you know, on the search for his biological grandfather, he got into a fight or something. I don't know. I don't know if he told the whole true story, but, that's how he ended up in jail. So, but he owes people money, so we know that. And that's why he took the necklace and wants Leo to, you know, get rid of it. So, and another thing, when Doug was there, Holly stopped by, and they were introduced. Right away I'm there, the way he looked at her, the way she looked at him, and I'm there, they're going to go there. And we'll find out later in the week. We can see it. It's coming. Now, is he a bit older than her, do you think? Or is he, like, just in his mid, is he in his mid-20s? And, like, she just recently turned 18. You know, that was her birthday, right? New Year's Eve? Or Christmas Eve, I'm thinking. Yeah,
I think so.
So how old do you think this, it's hard to tell. I don't know if he's pushing 30 or is supposed to be in his 20s.
He's kind of mid-20s to me, but.
About 5 or 6 years older than her, maybe, or more?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A lot older than Tate, let's put it that way. You know, social. Yeah. So we have that. So what did everybody think of the tree hanging? I know they always show a lot of the names. I know some were missing. People were complaining, like, where was Laura? Where was this? But they can show everybody at one time.
Yeah, they just show certain names, yeah.
Yeah, they showed a lot of different people. But, they couldn't show everyone. So we had that.
For a second there, you know, because when they were talking, when Julie and Doug the Second, or whatever we're calling him, were talking alone, he said, I feel like, he said something like, but I feel like he's present with us. I feel like he's here with us. in spirit. And she says, you know, I feel that too. And so later on, when she's the last one she's putting on is Doug's ornament.
Oh,
she looks out at them. And she's like, Doug. And for a second, I thought she was hallucinating or something. I forgot. Oh, yeah, there's Doug there. she looked like she was turned into, like, Doug, do you want to put your ornament on or whatever? And then it was like, oh, wait, she's talking about the Doug that's there, you know. But it was just like a moment where I just thought it was kind of like, not funny, but like, kind of like, whoa. But anyway,
it makes it all the more poignant.
And it makes it all the more poignant when, you know, she's alone at the end and talking to Doug and stuff, that, you know, her husband who's in, passed. You know, it's like, you know, you're thinking, gosh, Susan's also mourning the loss of her real husband, you know, and that's so, like, I don't know, so touching, so extra, you know?
And all the actors know that, too. So, you know, when they're talking to Jolie, it's like, they're also like, it's parallel. I mean, kind of imitating life, you know, the way they handled it, which I think they really handled his, you know, passing really well for her in the way they did the shows up until that point. So... Yeah, and then they also kind of, you know, we know also at the time that this was filmed, Drake Kogeston he hadn't passed yet, but he had quit filming and he was still sick. And so we have Marlena missing John because John can't be there for Christmas. He saw this secret thing, and even Shane wouldn't let her get in contact with him. So we have a little bit of that too, you know, and they all knew at that point about Drake, so I'm sure that was all hard. And Brady came over to see her. So what did everybody think about this? I always like the scenes with Brady and Marlena, because now he more or less, he gave her, if it was a necklace, can somebody help me with that? It was something of Isabella's
mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that was, Carrie? Was it a necklace?
It's a locket.
Something with a picture. A locket, okay.
Yeah.
And more or less said, like, she's his, like, second mother or whatever, or more, you know, more like a mother to him. So I thought that was nice. And, of course, they talked about Kristen and her wanting to keep Rachel away. Speaking of Kristen, what's everyone think about that storyline?
I'm glad Rachel's the one sending the text messages to Avery.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. And then the snakeskin she had, she was going to terrorize Harold with it. I thought that was great. I'm glad she's a terror. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. And like, just like and when Lonnie came to see Kristen, more or less, just like her, you know, she says, yes, she's mine. You know, just like her. And how about with the present that Brady got her for Christmas? The rats, frozen rats.
Oh, yeah.
At first, what did he say? I thought they were fake. Oh, he said that go feed your snake. I'm there. Oh my God, they really are rats, frozen rats. Anyway, so we see her. Rachel texting again, and here in the meantime Ava's wanting Steve to try to help her track down where are these coming from. And so he did, he tells her they're coming from the Demir mansion. So of course they all think it's Kristen. They both think it's Kristen, so I'm waiting for them to come over and confront Kristen, and you know that hasn't happened yet, but to see what happens. So and at the same time, Ava was talking to Tripp, so we find out that Tripp and Wendy got engaged.
Aww.
So does anyone think they're gonna use that? They're talking about them.
Oh, that's
I wonder
cool.
if they'll ever be back.
I hope
they got
back.
They got officially engaged. I didn't realize
over Christmas.
That. That's cool.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I guess this was the official. Yes, yeah.
This seems like they usually don't mention people a whole lot unless they're actually coming back soon. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess JJ's
well, they did
there
talk
for,
to Joey, too.
JJ's going to be there for a while since he's taken that job.
Yeah, JJ, he took the job. And Sean and Belle, I guess. You know, Sean is on the force now. And Belle, segues into that, Jada would like Belle to be the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, she got.
Jada
well,
wants.
She got. Right?
Jada
go
wants
ahead,
Belle to be the. Jada wants Belle to be the district attorney.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, that confused
okay,
me
yeah,
for a
she's
second.
The commissioner. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Well, that's
she's
okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So Paulina
is Belle gonna be ready to have to like convict or like indict half of her family at various spots?
I don't know, but I guess she got off Mark Green and also she got off Hattie. Wasn't quite sure how she did that. I kind of missed that part. Anybody know? I guess I don't know if it was a technicality or something. Anybody remember? Because I guess they arrested Hattie. I'm not sure how that happened. What's there anyone think about Paulina? Is Paulina still a little bit over the top sometimes?
Yes, she is.
Just a bit. Yeah. Because she was like on Jada, to take control, meaning she's supposed to like take control of Rafe and make sure he doesn't, get in the way or, that's your job and you threaten her, she's going to fire her if she can't control Rafe. But like Jada said, Rafe has every right as a private eye to do that,
Yes.
So, yeah. And then Jada and Rafe kind of agreed to, they both have an understanding of how it's going to happen. So, anybody want to talk about Paulina's job offer to Rafe? Carrie, did you want to talk about that?
I honestly had a hard time even listening to her. Something about the rats. Do you want to put him in charge of the rats?
Yeah, a rat czar. Like, was that not strange?
I mean, they have one of those in New York City. They have those in New York. They have one in New York City, but why would they need one in Salem?
I don't know.
And why would she think that he would want that job?
Who would want that job, let alone somebody that was the commissioner?
Unless they're after the two-legged rat.
Yeah. And I loved it. He did something. He's come out and said, you could take the job and shove it. He wasn't gonna do that. So, but like, don't you think she could have come up with something better?
You would think.
I don't know. Yeah. Why she thought he would come back after what she did, I don't know. So. Then we have another race. Oh, God, another Rafe. It's bad enough one. We had two. I forgot all about that.
I did, too.
And I'm glad they explained a little bit of that history again because it was Stefano and I guess Stefano and EJ, right? They made this guy look like Rafe and kidnapped the real Rafe, right? Because basically they were trying to – that was when Sammy and Rafe were together?
Yeah, and they were going to kidnap Allie. And EJ said, don't you dare.
Oh, okay. So what they were trying to do, was break up Rafe and Sammy, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how long that went on because I don't really remember. But I do kind of remember the other Rafe. There were two Rafes. Wasn't there two Johns at one time, too?
Yep.
That was another, two Johns. Okay. So I guess he said he ran out of money because I guess he was off somewhere. I forget where he was at. But I don't know what he thinks he can do for Rafe. Like, I guess he's blackmailing EJ. Blackmailing EJ you know. So, and he's like has his robe on.
He was in Argentina. They had sent him down to Argentina.
Yeah, and he come back and he wanted money, but I don't know how he thinks he can help EJ. He says he can help him, so I don't know what they're going to have him do. Maybe they're going to kidnap Rafe again. I don't know why. I don't know what EJ, you know, what good he would be to EJ right now. Anybody have any ideas? I don't know where they're going with this.
It's stupid, and they need to stop. Just stop.
Yeah, I know. This is still Ron, so I don't know. Still going to be a while, though. I think I heard not till April that we start seeing the new writers. Of course, Johnny was talking to him. And I saw in the previews, Rafe does come face-to-face with him. I guess that would be next week. I don't know. We have Kayla that wanted Roman to be Santa Claus. Roman didn't want to be, but then he ends up getting, thought he was having a heart attack, but I guess he was allergic to the suit or something in the suit. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know why they just didn't let Roman be Santa Claus. But anyway, that gave Abe a chance to be Santa Claus. And his, Carver and Jules were there. But we got to see them as, like, what are they, four? Three or four, maybe? So we got to see them. So they're kind of having the kids on a little more.
That's good.
Yeah. So A played Santa. So we had that. Gabby and JJ went on a date. Although she said it wasn't a date, but I guess it is a date. Do you see anybody
like
see chemistry
them.
Between those two? Do you like them? Do you see chemistry with this Gabby and JJ? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it looks like with the spoilers, they're already putting them together too quickly. I mean, Ron does not know how to do a slow burn for nothing.
No, nothing.
No.
Good Lord.
No.
It's terrible. Yeah, I think they're going to have sex within like a week or two, JJ and Gabby. It's like, what's the hurry? Good grief.
Yeah.
So I will admit he made us wait on Bo and Nora on One Life.
No, I didn't see that, but.
Yeah.
Hmm. Any more too much, they don't really make them wait, you know, with this Ron. I don't know. Or in many of these couples. It's like they just keep switching off and on because, you know, look at Stephanie. Oh, my goodness. She's on now. Now she's into Philip, or Philip kissed her.
Well, and then it's like with Holly and Doug, if they put those two together for a little bit, it's like, okay, so you have that scenario where the two that we're rooting for have never been together, and so that's been a slow burn. But in the meantime, these other people have gotten involved, and then, you know.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so we have Tate and Holly. They went and exchanged their gifts, and she gave him for Christmas two tickets to this band or this concert that they want to go to, and it was for Friday night, the same night they were leaving. He was going to take Sophia. She had the doctor's appointment to get an abortion. So, of course, he tells her to cover. He says he's going to see his grandparents in California. So she's understanding about that. Runs into in the meantime, when she came, Sophia is back hiding. So she leaves, runs into Doug, says, you know, I can't, you can have these. And he says, well, why don't you go with me? Now, why does she have to call Tate, I guess, to ask permission that she can go with Doug? Is that the reason? Then, of course, she can't get a hold of him. So that's the reason to get her to come back to the apartment so she can catch Sophia and Tate going off together. Because they're getting ready to, walk out the door together, and Holly's at the door when they open the door, and she sees them together. So I guess that's all going to come out next week, right? Was that in the preview?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what we see in the previews, like Tate says to Holly, well, it shouldn't make any difference that she's pregnant. And Holly says, what? Really? You know, like, are you kidding me? And we get to see Sophia's mother. Sophia's mother comes and says, she finds out. How she finds out, I don't know. And she says, you're not going anywhere. You know, you're having the baby, and you two are going to raise the baby. So we have that all coming up. Now, does anybody believe that it is Tate's baby? Do you think she could have possibly slept with Aaron?
Oh, I didn't know about Aaron. Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
I mean, they gave us no indication that they slept together. I mean, they were just kind of talking together, and that they were going to – there was like – but that could always be a backstory.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
I see. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Huh.
But they could – but this is the reason now you know she's going to run off to Doug now.
Yeah,
I'm going to the concert with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have that. And we have the whole Johnny and Chanel – and it sounds like that's coming out soon.
Oh, of course.
Now, how she finds that out, I don't know. So, because it just shows her saying she wants to know every detail. I don't know. About Johnny and... So.
Joy.
Does anybody like Stephanie and Philip?
No.
I don't know, but I could barely stay with it on Tuesday's episode, the back and forth with Kayla talking to Stephanie and Philip talking to Alex about
Alex.
It's so dumb. It's like these people are 40, some of them are like 40 years old. I mean, who cares? I mean, I'm just like, well, he kissed me and I kissed him back. I'm like, we're not talking about 16-year-olds here.
16,
you know,
yeah.
I'm just
12.
I know Kayla being her mom would care. Like, do you really think you should risk that since he hurt you so? He, like, you know, basically crushed your heart into pieces. And, you know, I mean, you know, that a normal parent would say
that.
But it was just like they were just making it such a big deal that he kissed her and she liked it or whatever. But, I mean, they used to be involved all those years ago and stuff when it was JKJ playing Philip and Shelly Hennig playing Stephanie. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just kind of was like, oh, my gosh, you people are not 17. Come on, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I know it's natural for your, like, parents or other people to, like, talk to you about relationships. But it was just so boring. I just was like, if I could fast forward it right now, I could do it.
And Alex is like looking at Philip like, yeah, what? So what? You know, we're not together. Although, you know,
well,
deep down, Alex.
Well, we kissed, but like that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean we're going together. Or we're just that era, whatever. I'm like, well,
not yet.
I wanted to say, well, did he give you his letter jacket? Like,
with his class ring?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
This is honestly insufferable. I find Stephanie, I mean, I think that actually is a beautiful woman. I just find her love life, like, insufferable. I guess that's the best word I can.
Oh, yeah. She's like. I still say the one she has the chemistry with is Alex.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still say that's the, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the two. I don't know. And I kind of like that Joy with Alex, too. I don't know. Kind of like her with Alex. But not with Johnny. I still like Chanel and Johnny.
Yeah.
I know they're going to have to mess them up a little bit. So I don't know. I don't know what this will do. Until then, when she finds out. That's what I remember talking to Carson back when I in when was that, in July sometime? I don't know when it was. Because I was saying, oh, they, well, just when there was a hint of that, and I said, oh, they better. And he says, well, you're not going to like the next 6 months, you know, with this. And so I think, oh, God, I guess it's going to go on.
Oh, boy.
Go on for a while. Yeah. So, okay, thanks a lot. I said that. So.
I mean, whose idea was it to bring back this double race? I'm just like, one race
is
bad enough.
It is more than enough.
Yeah.
Is, well, yeah, more than enough. That's a better way of saying it than the way I said it. But, and I like, I will always stand by, I thought Rafe was his best when he was with Kate. He was funny. He was sexy.
Yeah.
But I just have zero, I just see him zero chemistry with most of the people I put him with. And so I just, it's not that I don't
do
think
you see
he's
him
a
acting
guy.
Any little different? You see the difference between the two characters? A little bit, not too much.
I didn't notice too much. I thought it was funny because he's like, DJ's like, you need to leave before anybody sees you. And 2 seconds later, Johnny walks in. And so EJ had to be like, yes, remember? Yeah, you two love each other. You know, you're big fans of each other and stuff, you know, like, because Johnny was like, he's the idolized Rafe, you know, so. But it was like
he was
having to give this other guy a heads up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just weird. It's hard because on the surface, I think Galen is a nice-looking man. It's not that. It's just the way either he acts or that they write for him is so dull.
I think the way he acts.
I think he's just so flat so much of the time.
Flat.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Flat. Yeah. Just
no
so
emotion.
Flat.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. He's a. I mean, he is a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
So.
And your beloved Aunt Connie, may she rest in peace.
Oh, yes.
Loved him.
She loved
Rafe. So I don't
Rafe.
Mean to disparage her favorite, but.
No, we
no,
used
but
to,
I,
we used
I
to have that. Arguments over this. Oh, she liked EJ, too. She liked the new EJ.
Oh, okay. I swear,
yeah,
if you
so
have
I don't know.
EJ in the same room with Doug, little Dougie, they're going to be like, you two
oh
should
my
be
gosh.
Related.
That should be, yes. He should be his son, not Doug.
Yes.
But, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's you have to look at, so much, you know, he does look like EJ. So, let's see. Was there, we had Maggie. I guess they were, she was at the Horton thing too. And there was some talk, a little bit of talk about Constantine, and then they were debating whether to take Victor's picture down. I don't know, they take his picture down. I think that's a good picture of him.
It is.
It's because it, you know, because Constantine was the one that got it for her. So we did see the previews. I guess it's for New Year's. Is there anything else? Carrie, can you remember anything else from the previews? Or did we cover everything that was in the previews?
No, I don't remember anything else.
Anything else? Just different people kissing, which I think it was Gabby and JJ and Philip and Stephanie. And Chanel finding out and Holly finding out. I think that was what was all in there. So. Was there any Kate this week? I'm thinking
not. That I saw. I was going to register my disappointment on that.
Yeah, because I was thinking there wasn't any. Roman was on, but she wasn't. We have Brady. Brady and Ava, kind of like them together. And had not too much. We had Leo, you know, with still trying to find out who Lady Whistleblower is, and I guess he was kind of encouraging Doug to give the necklace back. If you feel so bad about it, why don't you give the necklace back? So. No. But there's not too much with Body and Soul, so I'm wondering if it's starting to phase out. Yeah, they talk about it, but not too much.
Right. Yeah, because Paulina mentioned that she was glad that when she was talking to Jada about how, you know, well, my husband is proud of me being his old job and blah, blah, blah. And she says, but it's partly, you know, too, because he found something he really loves. And Jada was like, well, Rafe really seems to love what he's doing with the patch, it, you know, all that. So, anyway. But, anyway, so.
Yeah.
I did think it was interesting how they showed all those presents that that Kristen got Rachel. And she was like,
okay.
So tired. She's like, honey, you still have more presents you want to open? She's like, oh, maybe later. And she says, she's like, well, I got you everything you wanted and more. And she says, yeah, but you didn't get me the thing that I really wanted. And she's like, well, what's that? And she's like, for you and Daddy to get back together. So I'm like, oh, if you love your dad, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Wasn't
not
this the girl
trying.
Who said she didn't want them together a couple months ago?
Yeah, but I guess
she
changed
no.
once
yeah.
again. But she's
so,
the
but,
one
but
doing
then,
it to Ava. I hadn't seen that part yet. That's funny.
Yeah. But then Lonnie tried to convince her to let Brady see her, and then she did, of course, then call Brady to come over to see her. So
oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lonnie.
I forgot
so.
That we're on the road together for a while as nuns. I thought that.
I can't think of anything else. Not too much going with Philip and Xander. I guess they're co-CEOs, but I don't know. Nothing really happened with Titan or Demira. I guess Kristen's still in charge, so I don't know. Do you think Belle will take over for DA? I wonder. And then will EJ maybe go back to Demira? You know, with Kristen?
Could be.
Because Kristen's still in charge, right? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really don't say too much about that. So, yep.
I thought EJ was already fired from DA. Do they not have
he
one
was.
Right now?
Fired, rehired.
No, he's
fired,
DA.
Fired, rehired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pauline
okay.
rehired him.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now... You know, but now Jada wants Belle to be. Or she suggested it to Paulina? She did suggest it to Paulina, right?
And here we go again, because EJ and Belle have been been together before.
Yeah.
And there she
did
is trying to get another woman trying to replace the man in the relationship if they were to get back together, if they were to resume their, secret little whatever it was. But anyway. So you try to create more conflict between the couples or whatever. I don't know. Because does it look like Belle's going to end up going back towards EJ?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. And then we've got Gwen coming back. So she's
going
to be in the mix with somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe Xander, maybe EJ. That's kind
or
of
Sean
maybe
Douglas.
Brady. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I'm thinking maybe she's Lady Whistleblower.
Yeah,
getting back.
Be.
Yeah, getting back at Leo for
what
he did.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but somehow I think Harvey's still involved. Somehow. I think he's still. I don't know.
I don't have much more to. I can't think of much more to say.
Yeah, and I think that's. I'm trying to think of anything different that happened. Yeah. Well, any football tomorrow? Steelers played on Christmas. Well, they didn't really play.
I'm rooting against the Bills tomorrow. Sorry about you.
Oh.
Sorry, I know you have family.
The Bills?
I have some family that's from there, too, but, you know, but originally.
Well, who
are
they playing? Are they playing the Chiefs?
No, the Bills play the Jets. And, of course, I don't think the Jets have any chance of, they'd be just a spoiler, but I'm just rooting against the Bills. I always say nowadays, because the Bills have been on my, you know what, list since 1992, but for other, you know, for different reasons than the Chiefs. But now they're just, you know. But now I say, although I do actually admire Josh Allen, I think he's very, very talented. But and I don't really hate him. I don't like hate him. But I have an adversarial position for against the Bills, except for I have one caveat: DeMar Hamlin. That's, you know, I don't like the Bills except for I think for him, even if he's not playing that day. But I just would like to see the Bills lose.
What's their record?
I don't really they're pretty up there, and
Kansas,
I have
you know Kansas City can lose once in a while. You know,
they lost once
in a while.
They can lose.
They're kind of being like a Dallas from years ago.
Their players are starting to get injured a lot.
Dallas is bad now. Remember how they were always really good?
Oh yeah,
they were like, please.
That was my team when I was a kid in Arizona. My Dallas Cowboys were my team, but I don't know. I don't know.
I'm thinking the Jets aren't going to beat them.
When does Pittsburgh play again? We don't know.
I don't know.
Chiefs don't know.
Is it next
Sunday? I guess it's all kind of up in the air because we don't know either.
Yeah. I'm not even sure who they're playing next. I don't know.
And Jen doesn't care until baseball season. Then she cares about sports. Hey, didn't the Mets get some, like, Jose someone for a bunch of millions of dollars?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, really? $900 million. I'm like, damn, I'm in the wrong line of work.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I heard that and I thought, well, that either means he better have a really good year or you're spending a lot of your cap money on one guy. But I was like, oh wow, that's Jen's team. That's cool. So hopefully it turns out to be worth it for you.
God, I hope so. Usually big names come to New York Mets, they get injured.
Oh, uh-oh.
It's like,
well, anyway.
Yeah. All right.
That's all I got. Gary?
So have a happy new year.
Yes.
2025, can you believe it? Do you remember back 25 years ago when we wondered what the year 2000 was going to be like?
I was in the finance world and I had to do all this Y2K prep and ended up being a big
was a big thing, Y2K.
Gosh, we had all this stuff we had to
nothing
do.
Happened
we nothing
went
happened.
From one year to the next like nothing.
Yep.
So
So anyway, that was a thing.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, Happy New Year to everybody.
Okay. Yes, Happy New Year.
Hey, ladies. Mm-hmm. I missed the first part of the show. Are we having a show next week?
Probably.
Yes, but not here. So I'll play with it this week, and I'll give you guys all the information.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a happy new year, ladies.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Bye.
All right. Bye.